اهلا عبدل هن.
اولا عبدل هير. I don't want to start a fight. I just want to be Musutu. That's why I want to wait with Baba Mthethwa. His commentary go AFCON. Young Khaza. Thanks to Baba. Sekitsa bahore. Tabana. Now I just want to learn hore. Ha ho tloka hale re Egypt baby. We can watch all 52 Africa Cup of Nations games with expert analysis and commentary in English, isiZulu and Sesotho in HD on SuperSport only on DStv Compact.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am Shane Matsoyane. Bafana Bafana are in preparations for their big game against Nigeria tomorrow. In a press conference held in Cairo today ahead of their big game against their old nemesis Nigeria tomorrow night, Coach Stuart Baxter and goalkeeper Ronan Williams spoke to the media and responded to some of the questions which were asked by the members of the media.
Sokala Duma Radio.
In the first clip, Coach Stuart Baxter speaks about remaining grounded and humble after their victory over Egypt and how he plans to approach the game against Nigeria tomorrow. He also speaks about the injuries and keeping the team fit.
Yeah, I think one of the really important things for us is to remain very, very humble. You know, if you look back not so long ago, then we wouldn't be overconfident going to a game against Nigeria. The Nigerians are still one of the powerhouses of the continent. We've had a very good result. The boys played very, very well. Yes, we've done okay against Nigeria in the past. Well, in any case, since I've taken over. And I think the question for us is, do we tweak our way of playing a little bit? The way we've played against Nigeria before has worked quite well. And on the other hand, we played very, very well the other evening. So we've got to think about that one, but we should be under no illusions that Nigeria are one of the best teams on the continent. They've had a stable team with this squad now under Gerhard for quite a while, and it will be a massively difficult game for us. On the injury front, we've not really got anything. Dean has not had any really, really strong reaction from the game. But of course, we've got to be a bit careful with the training to make sure that everybody's fresh enough to give a performance. So we're looking forward to the game. We'll do our pre-match this evening, and we'll tidy a few things up, and then we'll hopefully be mentally ready and physically ready, because the mental game, as you've quite rightly pointed out, has been a stumbling block for South Africa in the past. So to get that mental mindset 100% correct will be vital.
The coach also speaks about the crowd inside the Cairo International Stadium and playing in front of a packed stadium. Coach Stuart Baxter also looks back at Bafana's previous matches against Nigeria and also talks about the prestige of beating Nigeria.
One of our players, Bongani Zungu, was 8 years old when South Africa last won an AFCON game on foreign soil. So to go from that to beating the host nation in the way that we did, yes, it is. It's massive. But there is an element of truth in the fact that it was another day at the office, because you want it to be that. You don't want South Africa, you don't need a coach that gets so carried away with himself that he can't function on the bench. And so you have to make it in your bubble. You have to make it that day at the office so you can see things happening in the game, you can change things in the game, and you can keep yourself calm and, yes, it may be a little bit focused and aggressive, but still you want to be calm enough to make the decisions. And coming off that, it felt like, you know, because we could make it, you know, a build-up for a game, not it's the host nation and it's the big crowd and it's do or die. And I think if we'd have had that attitude, I think it would have been a small disaster. But we didn't. And that's why probably coming off it, that was my response, because we were working very hard to make it that, you know. So This will be the same again. Like, this is not about me and how many times I've beaten Nigeria or my record and that. This is about the team. This is about South Africa. And this is about, again, giving a performance, putting yourself in the space where you can give a performance. And if we can get close to what we played the other night, I think we have a good chance. The last game we played in Joburg, we had six of our players missing in the 1-1 game. When we went to Ujo, we hadn't beaten Nigeria more than the Mandela. And we went to Nigeria and they had the strongest team available, the same as we had, the strongest team available. I don't think the coach picked players that weren't his strongest players. I think the coach picked the strongest team available. I'm sure he wanted to beat us. It was the first AFCON qualifier. I don't get involved in he said, she said. There's 11 Nigerians are going to be on the field, and there's going to be 11 South Africans, and we're going to do everything we can to win. This is not about prestige for Stuart Baxter. This is about South Africa versus Nigeria. Gerhard will want to win, I'll want to win. We'll put the best teams we can possibly put out there, and we'll see who wins. Any other context goes out of the window. What happened before, what happened, if what sort of game it was, it goes out the window. It's totally irrelevant. And it's got nothing to do with prestige for me. It's about the players. It's about winning and going through in the tournament. And they'll have to work out how we're going to play, and I've got to work out how they're going to play. So that's about the top and bottom of it.
The coach also comments on how Bafana Bafana are planning to close down star players in the Nigerian team, and also comments on whether Bafana will be going into tomorrow's game as favourites after their win over Egypt on Saturday.
Yeah, I think there's been some good players played against us already, you know. Zaha, Salah, Trezeguet. The list is long, but we don't make individual plans for players in terms of man marking, etc. We will solve that as a team. So we'll try and make it difficult for them to play quality balls to the strikers, and we'll defend as we normally defend. I don't think it's not one of those where you can make individual strategies for certain players. Maybe if he's a wide player, we can double up on him. But being a central striker, Ighalo he'll fall to the back four as a unit, and the midfield players to screen properly in front of him and make it difficult for him to get on the ball. But more than that, we won't do. Not at all. I think the Nigerians are absolutely one of the best teams on the continent. They have been for a long time. They've been the powerhouse of African football for a long time. And one game doesn't make us favourites. I think Gerhard would love to have that little tag as underdogs and in that way slip the pressure from you guys, but I don't think he's fooling anybody, to tell you the truth. No, we'll go into the game as we do every game. I mean, I think when we play well, when we hit that balance between good organisation and still getting on the ball and playing with pace and closing people down at pace and using that natural inherent the mobility and technique, when we can balance that up, we can give anybody in this continent a good game. And therefore, we go into every game knowing that we have a chance to win and a chance to lose. And that is how we'll approach this game. We'll be respecting Nigeria, but not fearing them. And we will absolutely not think that we're the favourites. We will know that we will have to produce a very good South African performance if we're going to beat them.
Coach Baxter is asked to speak about Bafana's weakness. This is his response.
I think you'll realise that's a question that's almost impossible to answer, because we've got the whole Nigerian press corps here, and we've got the coach on the coaches at his hotel watching us live, and I'm going to stand here telling him my weaknesses. So I think you've got about as much chance of me doing that as seeing the Pope in the bath, you know. So we're the same as every team. We work very, very hard on our game. And South Africans are naturally mobile. They are naturally good with the ball at speed. And naturally, they are not well organised. Usually they express themselves and play off the cuff. So we're trying very hard to get that balance between being well organised and still not inhibiting them in their attacking play. So we will keep working on that. I'm sure that's no great secret for either the boys or for the footballing world, but we're nowhere near a finished article. And that's why, as I said to Mark, we've got to remain very humble, just keep working hard.
And lastly, Coach Baxter speaks about playing in empty stadiums at home and how the crowds will impact the team. And in the same press conference, Bafana goalkeeper Ronwen Williams also chips in and talks about how a smaller crowd may help in tomorrow's game.
Dare I say that the crowds in South Africa for some international matches are quite sparse as well. So we find ourselves sometimes playing in the FNB stadium that takes 94,000 in front of 10 and 15,000. So I think the players were inspired by the crowd the other evening. I hope that they don't need that sort of crowd to find that inspiration. I think if I know the players that this is special now, you know, you get to the sharp end of the stick, and now it's the people that think like winners that will end up winning the tournament. So I think we know we've got a tough opponent. I think we know we've got to be completely focused, and I think we understand that is going to take all the mental energy we can muster and not be dependent on getting up because the crowd's up.
Yeah, obviously it was nice atmosphere. Players obviously enjoy playing such large crowds, but for me personally, it's not a negative. It just means my back four will hear me more now if it is lesser crowd. So yeah, my voice will have a bit of a break now because I was trying to scream, you know, top of my voice the previous game. So yeah, it's always nice, but it's nice both ways.
Ronan Williams also spoke about how disappointing it was to have people back home not believing in the team ahead of their previous game against Egypt, and also begged the South African crowd, especially those back home, to start rallying behind the boys.
Our performances in our first few games, you know, weren't up to standard. We knew we could play better, and we were getting a lot of, you know, flack and stick back home, you know, so he was basically just reminding them, you know, to believe in the team. I mean, we're in this. We don't come here to perform badly. You know, we work hard each and every day. You know, things didn't go our way in the group stages, but, you know, he just wanted to remind them, you know, to stick together as a nation, support us, you know, through thick and thin. You know, you never know in football. You know, just be there, support us at all times. You know, I mean, positive criticism is always acceptable, you know, so, you know, the positive criticism that we got, you know, we took it, you know, with a pinch of salt, and we moved on, you know, and proved to them, you know, that we had to do our job as best as possible.
Ronan Williams also spoke about how not having enough preparation games before the start of the tournament affected them. The team only had one practice match, which the goalkeeper says might be one of the reasons for the team's slow start into the tournament.
I mean, it was a slow start for us. I don't want to make any excuses, but our preparations weren't the best. I mean, we only had one game against Ghana, so like the coach said in his previous interviews, you know, we're basically using the tournament as preparation. So the further we go, the better we're becoming, the better we're playing. You could see it each and every game, you know, the confidence is growing. I think the coach has found the right balance, you know, now. So, you know, yeah, we worked very hard, you know, on all our weaknesses. We knew from the beginning that we could play better. We didn't create as much chances, but, you know, we were solid defensively. So that was a positive on our side. But as you saw in the last game, we were much more positive, you know, attackingly. So, yeah, so far so good, and hopefully we can get stronger and stronger as the tournament goes on.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Ahlan, Abdul Hen.
Wala, Abdul here. I don't want to start a fight. I just want to be umZulu. That's why I want a word with Zama Masondo. His commentary go AFCON. Yangchaza. Thanks to Bab Zama, sengwazi ukuthi zimbindaba madoda. Now, I just want to learn ukuthi asithingi ukuya eEgypt, baby. We can watch all 52 Africa Cup of Nations games with expert analysis and commentary in English, Sesotho, and isiZulu in HD on SuperSport, only on DStv Compact.